Chris Norton joining us right now. And Chris, you've you got a song you want to sing. This is based upon your most recent film, which is I've Panned Out, right?
That's correct, yeah. And it's about Pan Sessuality. And it goes something like this. Something that was recommended by my mother.
She recommended the...
Yeah, my mother recommended the melody for It's Panning Out, because I've gone pan. When you go pan and everybody is standing like in a grandstand, you've gone pan. I've panned out, and I is no doubt that I am feeling grand. I went pan, and everybody else can stare at you from the sidewalk. They wish that they were you, but they'll have to take a walk when you're pan. Because your sessuality, it goes across all spectrums, across the alley. You are pansessual, you panned out, pansessual. Let's everybody shout pansessual. I feel good because I've panned, yeah.
Chris Norton, folks.
Thank you, Phil. When I woke up and I was in bed with a variety of pans, I've gone pan. When I woke up and I found that I didn't have on no pants, I've gone pan. Everybody pansessual, gather around me. Everybody pansessual, be who you want to be. You can have it all. You've panned out. It's panning out. When you look at the horizon, you see them shout. They are pansessual. Their love and life is large. Pansessual. My pants are already on the barge. Pansessual. I'm not wearing no pants.
All right, stop it. Stop it, for God's sake. Stop it. I can't. What is wrong with...
What's wrong, General?
What do you mean, what's wrong? What is that song supposed to be, Chris?
Wow, man.
Yeah, General, you interrupted everything.
No, I'm sorry. If I've got to be the only voice of reason around here, I'll be the only voice of reason. What does that song mean?
Hey, General, it's about how I've gone pansexual.
What do you mean pansexuality, as I understand it, means you engage in sex with all kinds of living things.
No, it's more, man, like I told you.
I heard you the other day when you said that when you're pansexual and you're making love to a woman, you can pretend you're a man. Wait, well, in your case, it would be pretend.
No, wait, I know it. You pretend you're a woman and the woman's a man.
Yeah, that's pansexuality.
You all right, Chris?
No, I'm not, man.
Yeah, sit over here, Chris. I drink a water. Thanks.
What are you doing, General?
What do you mean? What am I the only one here that's got 5 cents worth of brains? This guy's singing a song that doesn't mean anything.
Well, I think I wanted to hear it out. He's talking about being pansexual, and that it is, Chris, am I correct in assuming it's sort of an international phenomenon?
Yeah, it's sweeping the world, okay? Everyone's feeling free, and they want to pan, you know,
I know, it's panning out.
Yeah, it's panning out. And I started singing this song, and my mother recommended the melody and everything.
Chris, we're sorry, man. Wait a minute. Were you digging what he was doing?
I wanted to hear it to the end, yeah.
I wanted to hear the end of it, yeah.
Chris, you up to it?
I don't know, man. I'm...
Here, better get him some oxygen.
No, you can breathe, can't you, Chris?
Yeah, barely, but, Oh, give me a break. This guy's faking it.
I'm not faking anything, General. I was in the middle. My mother said, why don't you sing the song to the tune of Downtown, Chris? And I said, yeah, Mom, because it was one of her favorite songs.
Yeah, and?
What do you mean, yeah, and? And I started singing, and next thing I know...
All right, Chris, it's not that bad. The General, he didn't get it. The song is called... What is the song called?
I said it's called I'm Panning Out.
Okay.
I thought it was It's Panning Out. Yeah, it's Panning Out. I've panned out because it panned out. Is the name of it.
What?
I've panned out, and it panned out. We both panned out.
Okay.
Well, who's both?
The idea of pansexuality panned out, and so I'm panning out. Right now, though, man, I've...
Here, Chris, let me help you to the car. Ow. Sam.
What's wrong, Chris?
I don't know. It feels... I can't walk. It feels like I got a pain in my, you know...
Well, how are you, he's holding his you-know-what.
Yeah.
How is that causing you pain because of what I did?
Because I was feeling the songs about pansexuality, and I just felt like you interrupted everything, and
Ow.
Dad, man, it's like you kicked him in the ball sack, General.
Would you please watch the language?
Hold on. What do you mean he kicked him in the ball sack?
Feels like it. The way he interrupted me.
Oh, God. You gotta get a new chair, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot, General Manager Red Dickman.
Here, I'll help you in the car.
Thanks a lot, man.
Ow, 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 ow. Oh, give me a break, will you?
Ow. Chris Norton with the song I've Panned Out. What was it?
I think the song is, Chris, what is the song again?
The song, as I said, is called It's Panning Out because I'm panning out and it's panning out.
It's panning out because I've panned out and it's panned out.
Yeah.
Good.
Ow, 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 my nutsack.
Do it.
Well, don't look at me like it's my problem, Phil, because you let that thing go on and on and on. A goofball song like that.
We brought Chris on, folks, so that we could have him follow up on his pansexuality. It's a movie, right?
Yeah, Chris has produced a film about pansexuality. It's called It's Panning Out, something like that. This guy, you guys treat it as if he's doing a documentary.
General, just relax.
No, you treat it as if he's doing some kind of a documentary. It's a porno movie, for crying out loud.
I understand that. This is about the only place where Chris gets any kind of respect as a filmmaker, that's all.
Oh, well, isn't that, hey, isn't that just great? Hey, you know what, Phil? See the Padre on your way out. He'll punch your ticket for you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I saw that movie, too.
Well, you know what? In this case, it works.
Well, I think that the song, you know what? I got to agree with the general. I think we heard about enough of it.
Okay, well, it's called, I don't want to. No. I got it. It's panning out because I panned out and it's panning out.
Right, from Chris Norton, and go see, or I guess rent.
No, you gotta download it at his website.
You have to purchase it and then download it.
Okay.
Purchase at his website, It's Panned Out. His new film about pansexuality at the Chris Norton website, but you have to pay for it to download it.
How much is it?
I don't know. I think it's like, Morgan?
I think it's, well, why would you ask me? How would I know?
I thought Frank was,
Oh, you're right. Frank did try to download it. I think it's $15.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Take it easy, General. Get a drink of water, okay? All right, we'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up, we have Dean Wheeler, whose brother, Bunman Wheeler. Margaret, you have the...
Bud.
Yeah.
How's Chris?
He's fine, but he was holding on to his ball sack.
Oh, get out of here, will you? Is he in the car and on the way?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the story with Bunman Wheeler?
Bunman Wheeler is Dean Wheeler's brother, and Bunman went to work at the Wheeler Resort, because his brother, trying to give him a break and trying to give him a job, and they caught Bunman drilling a hole in the walls of the bathrooms.
He was doing what?
He was drilling a hole in the walls of some of the cabins to look into the bathroom at the ladies.
Bunman Wheeler, Dean's brother. Oh boy!
So this guy's—he's a peeping Tom.
Yeah.
All right. So that's why we got.
We did ask, Jay Santos to come on briefly, and he's also got on Jim Sadovan with him.
This guy Sadovan's from the Carolina, what is it called again?
Jim Sadovan's with the Carolina Squad of Auxiliary Police Squads.
The Carolina Squad of Auxiliary. Jim Sadovan, Dean Wheeler, and Jay Santos coming up next. World famous Phil Henry Show.
This is Dick Sebring. When you get a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show, suddenly your life changes for the better. Where you've been sad, you're now glad. Where you've been slow, you're now fast. Where you've been sick, you're now well. In fact, where you've been depressed, you're now exhilarated. Listening to the 35,000-plus hours of classic radio, digital content, video casts, as well as home movies and other miscellany. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is the home of Phil Henry. It is the mental, spiritual, creative home of Phil Henry. And it's where he'll probably die. And it's probably where they will finally come and find him to take him away and put him away for good.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription. Go ahead, try it. Try it. Go ahead. I dare you. Get a subscription, and if you do, you're one of the lucky ones. Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn. Think about that. Think of it. Think of all the hours you've spent watching porn. Well,
Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Get rid of that, bud.
What?
What is this? Why does it want to do that?
You got the brand new, it's the brand new Mac. It wants to install.
I don't want to install any updates on any Macs. You understand? All I know is when I've been told by the best in the business, when it says we want to install an update, don't do it.
Why is that?
I have no idea. All I know is that we got certain settings on these computers. I want to keep them that way, and I don't want to install diddly squat.
All right, very good, Phil. Now you want to move on with it?
Okay, yeah. So Dean Wheeler? Yeah, I got Dean Wheeler and apparently Bunman Wheeler. I mean, God, man, this is pretty radical.
Dean, what's going on?
Hi, Phil. I wanted to get out in front of something that is going to be hitting the newspapers in relatively short time here in the Bay Area, and it may certainly be hitting the papers and some of the broadcast channels, that my brother, Bunman, we caught him drilling holes in the sides of some of the cabins. We've got those cabins up at the Wheeler Cliffs, you know?
Yeah.
Apparently, okay, hold on. Emerald, get that squirrel away from me or I'll kill it. God is my witness.
Dean, you're under a lot of pressure.
Yes, I am under a lot of pressure. Okay.
All right, you got the squirrel under control?
Yeah, you got it, Emeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Bunman was caught drilling a hole in a couple of the cabin walls and peeking in after some young ladies had checked in. He was caught by our caretaker, Gary Gargarity, and the...
Gary Gargarity is the...
Yeah, that's our caretaker.
What he caught him doing what? Let's just be specific.
He saw him drilling a hole with one of those hand drills and then looking in through the hole in the wall. It's very embarrassing, Phil. It's nothing that I want to...
All right, and you're going public with this. Why? I mean, you know, he could get arrested.
There was nobody in the cabins at the time.
So he wasn't peeking at anybody?
No, he was apparently drilling these holes and testing to see how good he could see through them. He had a notebook with him, and he was giving the holes that he was drilling, 1 through 10. I don't know.
All right, so who caught him again?
Gary Gargarity, who's our head of security.
And he caught him drilling these holes in these cabin walls and then testing how well he could see through them.
That's right.
Now, did he have any excuse at all?
Well, I wanted to bring Bunman on. You know, he's my kid brother. Come on over, Bunman. Hi, Mr. Henry.
Hi, Mr. Wheeler, right?
Yeah, Bunman Wheeler.
Did you,
Wait a minute, that squirrel, Emeralda. I got it, Bunman. I'll deal with the squirrel.
You were drilling a hole in the wall of the cabin, and then they said they saw you looking through the hole in the wall and then writing in a notebook. Can you tell me what you were doing?
Sure, I can tell you what I was doing. I was drilling a hole in the wall of the cabin so I could look into the hole and see if I could see the kitchen and all the appliances.
And why did you want to do that?
To see what might need repair or what might need servicing, things like that. And I was writing down notes as to the, you know, what each of those kitchens contained.
Well,
hold on for a minute. I'm still talking. I know, but it's my... what you had written down in the notebook, hot plate, yeah. And here's another note here. You got written down? Yeah, that's right, the hot plate in the kitchen. Okay, but there's another one here, cooking with gas. Yeah.
All right, I want to get this straight, Bunman. You were looking... Why would you drill a hole in a wall to look into the kitchen to see the status of the appliances when you could just enter the residence?
Because I didn't want to disturb anyone that's in there, okay? I wanted to make sure that they were... Wait a minute, Dean. Wait.
Dean, hold on.
I didn't want to disturb anybody that was in there. I wanted to be able to just look into the hole in the cabin and stare straight through into the kitchen to see what was needed.
You know, you realize, Bunman, that this all sounds like one big, fat load of dung right out of a donkey's ass. You understand that, right?
Who am I speaking with?
This is General Galen Shaw.
Well, I don't know who you are. He happens to be part of the panel of the show, Bunman. I want you to come clean with Mr. Henry and the panel. Did you drill those holes in the wall of those cabins so you could peek in on women who are with no clothes on and that kind of a deal? No, I did not. I know you'd like it to be that, but no, I did not. I drilled those holes in those cabin walls, what did you say to Gary Garrity when he caught you? I said, well, the first thing I said is, who do you think you are? Because he grabbed me by the shoulder and said, what are you doing? I said, well, what are you doing? And he said, you're peeking in to see if you can see, to be a peeping Tom. I said, no, I'm not. I'm looking in to see if I can see the appliances.
Look, I'm going to interrupt here and tell you, Mr. Wheeler, Bunman Wheeler, sir, you're lucky the cops, you're lucky that there was nobody in those cabins, like women who would call the police and say you're peeping in on them.
What are they going to do? I'm looking at the stuff in the kitchen. I was not looking into a bathroom. I wasn't looking into a bedroom. It doesn't make any difference, Bunman. You could have women still walking through there with no clothes on. Do you understand? I'm sorry. You hired me to be a maintenance man around here, and I'm doing the best thing that I can.
Hi, Bunman. It's Margaret Gray. You sound like a good man.
Thank you very much.
But your story is completely implausible. I don't think anyone here believes it. It sounds to me like you were looking, you had drilled those holes in those walls so you could catch a glimpse of some female or male, I don't know.
Oh, wow. What is she trying to say? Wait a minute.
Some female or male, I don't know, to see them naked.
I will say again, the line of view that I had was into the kitchen.
It doesn't mean that someone can't be walking through that cabin with no clothes on, stark naked.
Okay. Well, if you want to think the worst of me, and that's all Dean's ever done, by the way, is think the worst of me. What are you talking about, man? How about you? That's all you've ever done is think the worst of me. You think that's why I hired you as a maintenance man? I gave you a job. You haven't had a job in a year. Thanks a lot. You haven't? Thanks a lot. Hey, Budman, I'm going to tell you something, okay? Here we go. He's going to start. Nah, 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 nah. Oh, you going to lecture me? I'm going to tell you this. You know, as everybody has said, there could have been people in those cabins. There could have been women there, men, or whoever it is you're looking at. You think I'm looking to see if I see a guy's ass? Whoever might be in there, and they could have called the police, and then you'd be up shit creek without a...
All right, let's watch it, okay?
This is what I've had to deal with my whole life, Mr. Henry, a brother that doesn't believe in me.
Looks to me like he gave you a job. Not a bad job, you know, doing maintenance around there.
Gary Garrity has to tell me your brother is sticking his, your brother's peeping at women trying to see them, you know, with no clothes on. Makes me sick to my stomach.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us. Jay, you've had experience with this. You have Operation Peep Tom. We have Bunman Wheeler on the line.
Who is this gentleman again?
This is Jay Santos. He's a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Mr. Bunman, my name is Jay Santos. I am part of Auxiliary Police Agency for the South Bay of Los Angeles. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I'm not answering any questions from you, mushmouth, okay?
Well, you call me. It sounds to me, I could report you to police right now.
About what? What are you going to report me for? How about peeping through a hole in a wall trying to see someone's naked? But there was nobody in the cabin. You guys.
All right, you know, I've got a lot of experience in law enforcement with peeping toms.
You're going to be okay. Did you hear that? Look at that's Jay Santos. I don't care who he is.
All right, hold on. I've got a lot of experience in law enforcement. Wait a minute. Mr. Wheeler, Bunman Wheeler, sir, if I may call you Bunman.
Certainly.
All right. What do they call you for short?
Bun.
Okay, Bun.
You know what? Fuck you guys. Hey, Bunman, get over here. Bunman.
Well,
Dean, we'll talk later, okay?
I got to fire him. My brother, I got to fire him. This is about the third job that I've had to fire. Okay, I'm sorry. What do you want?
I was going to ask you if you... I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer. I do Operation Peep Tom. I have arrested a lot of peep toms. I have arrested a lot of them looking in the window trying to see a lady go in the bathroom.
I can't understand anything. He just walked away. Squirrel away from me! He's walked away. I got to fire you, Bunman. You know that, don't you?
Jay, we'll talk later. Dean, we'll talk later, okay? How was the spring solstice?
Sucked.
Really?
Yeah, it sucked.
All right, Dean. Okay, Dean, talk to you later.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Jay, what's your read on that?
Well, my read is pretty standard. I mean, that's pretty standard stuff. It sounds like pretty standard peep tom stuff. You're going to drill a hole. You make an excuse, okay? A lot of these creeps, a lot of weirdos will make an excuse and go, yeah, I drilled a hole because I wanted to, like he said, oh, I want to see what the appliances look like. Or I drilled a hole because I want to get, I want to get a breath of air. And
get a breath of air if you're on the outside looking in.
So a lot of guys, they're standing outside. They're going to drill a hole because I just want it's too hot outside. And I guess I've heard a lot of stupid.
Some guy drilled a hole in the wall of a house so he could get air from inside the house because it was too hot outside.
Yeah, I've heard it all, believe me. I've heard every kind of baloney that you could possibly imagine. And so this is just one more. This is one more slice in a big slab of baloney. As far as I'm concerned.
Well, Bunman Wheeler is, and now how lucky is he that there was nobody in those cabins?
Well, there's no one to file a police. There's no one to call the police. What are you going to call the police on? So there was nobody who filed a complaint. He was caught by Gary Garrity, who is the head of security up there at Wheeler Resort. And I guess I would say to Jay, I would say to Bunman especially, you are lucky. You know, you are lucky that you was caught by Gary Garrity because. Had Jay Santos or any member of Citizens Auxiliary Police caught you, my friend, you'd be walking bull-legged right about now.
Oh, my God. What's that mean? You put it to the guy?
No.
What does it mean, he'd be walking bull-legged?
God, man. What does it mean? It means that we would discipline
Yeah, you discipline so the guy's walking bow-legged, man. That sounds...
What did you mean by that, Jay?
Hey, what is this all of a sudden? Everybody ganging up on...
Well, you said the guy's going to walk... If you caught him doing that, he'd be walking bow-legged. What does it mean?
What does it mean, Jay? Because we've got... All of us have a very distinct idea of what that means.
Yeah, what's that?
You don't want to know.
Oh, my God. So you think that we'd, like, rape the guy or something?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
So what's walking bow-legged mean?
It just means... It's a figure of speech that if we caught him looking through a peephole in a peeping Tom, but with Operation Peep Tom, and we caught him, friend, he'd be walking bull. I can't explain it any other way.
He'd be walking bull-legged.
Yeah. And no, it doesn't mean what you people are thinking. Boy, your minds are in a sewer.
Well, Jay, you can't blame us.
I mean, it still doesn't mean anything that the guy's going to be walking bull-legged.
We would have ways of disciplining him that would cause him to walk bow-legged.
Yeah, like, you know what, like passing him around a campfire.
You know what, I had to kick your ass for saying that.
Welcome to try.
I had to kick your ass.
Welcome to try.
No, nobody's kicking anybody's ass. All right, Jay, thank you. We just had Bunman Wheeler walk off the show, I guess.
What, you throwing me off?
I'm not throwing you off, man, but I don't like the inference that...
What inference, Mr. Henry? I'm saying, had I caught some guy peeping Tom, if I saw a guy peeping Tom in on Jackie, like your lady, okay, that guy'd be walking bow-legged by sunup.
What does that mean?
It means,
Jay, I don't even think you know what it means. But it does mean something. You would do something physical to that man that would cause him to walk bow-legged.
Yeah, but not, oh my God.
Yeah, well then what would you do?
What could you be doing to a guy to make him walk bow-legged?
All right, let's get off this kick, okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to answer any more questions, okay? Yeah, unless I call an attorney, okay?
Why would you want to call an attorney?
I have a right to remain silent. Well,
I'm not a cop. You are.
Right, yeah.
The door is there.
Thank you. I want to thank you very much for having me on the program. I want to thank you very much for humiliating me in front of our old listeners.
Jay, all I asked you was, what did you mean if you caught a guy... You know what I said. Yeah. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Jesus.
Boy, you're knocking out of the park tonight, huh? Hey, look, man. All I know is I get people who are telling me this, that, and something else, and I want to know what the hell it is they're talking about, and I can't seem to get a straight answer. I got this guy, Bunman Wheeler, drilling holes.
Speaking of security, we do have Jim Sadovan back in Carolina. We're very pleased to make your acquaintance, Jim. When you were on with Jay Santos last month, you're with the Carolina Squad of Auxiliary Police Squads.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
And we spoke with you last month about the so-called Chinese spy balloon. This, to me, sounded like much ado about nothing.
Well, I don't think it was. I can tell you that we had numerous reports as the balloons reached the edge of the Atlantic Ocean and then began to drift out into the ocean. And at that point, I think the United States military neutralized a lot of them. There is an article here in the Carolina Cougar Clown Car, which is a weekly newspaper, that was making fun of some of our officers for breaking up a children's party that had balloons. Yes, we did.
When you say you broke up a children's party?
Well, it wasn't me. It was one of our Carolina Squad Auxiliary Police Squad squadrons. This was Squadron E, and was led by Lenny Boxleiter. And Lenny seen a bunch of balloons on a front lawn. He had no idea, but they went up to him and they pulled out the knitting needles and started popping these balloons.
And it was a kid's party.
It turned out to be a kid's party, but it was on a front. There were no kids anywhere. There was no parties. And at this particular point in the story, as this this balloon thing was going on, some of these guys got a little goofy.
No, so you guys, your citizens' police squadron popped kids' party balloons.
We did. It was embarrassing. It was stupid. I told Boxleiter and the assembled squadron members that I never wanted to see them again. I told them to get out of my sight. I took their sporns from them.
What do you mean? What is a sporn?
A sporn is like now, forgive me, Ms. Gray, but it's something that protects the groin. It's like a cup, a jockstrap cup that we wear on the outside of our slacks.
You wear a jockstrap cup like in Clockwork Orange?
I don't know what you mean by Clockwork Orange.
It was a movie. It showed some futuristic gang members wearing pants with a jockstrap on the outside.
Well, I can assure you, are not gang members. We wear dress slacks with loafers and sports jackets, but we wear a cup a protective jockstrap cup on the outside of the slacks.
Because it sounds to me, you know...
Well, yeah, it sounds, Jim, like you're very well-dressed,
We are very well-dressed. We keep ourselves... We also wear sweater vests.
But you have this jockstrap that's on the outside of the slacks.
Yes. That's the one nod to our police work, that we wear this jockstrap on the outside. And we also wear a baseball batting helmet. So you have the look of respectability with a sports jacket and slacks, because I know that Jay Santos has tried to have the Bermuda shorts.
Yeah, well, the Citizens Auxiliary Police in California, they wear Bermuda shorts and wingtips.
Right. They try to look. We actually do look respectable. We have slacks, a sports jacket, a sweater vest. We wear dress shoes. But then we also have the lead-lined cup jock strap that we wear on the outside of the slacks, and on the head we wear a baseball batting helmet, and we have a pair of sunglasses and that kind of thing.
So as you guys were dressed like this, you went onto a front lawn?
Not me. I'm telling you, this was a squadron led by Lee Boxleiter.
All right, these guys dressed in sports?
In a sports jacket with a jock strap.
And popped a bunch of balloons at a kid's birthday party.
Yes, ma'am. And all of them have been dismissed. They're all on the street. I don't ever want to see them again. I don't even care to know what it is they're doing.
All right. Jim Sadovan there on the Phil Henry Show. Just to follow up on this story about the Chinese balloons. The Carolina Squad of Auxiliary. What is it again, Jim?
The Carolina Squad of Auxiliary Squadron. We're squad members who are a part of the Carolina Squad of Auxiliary Police Squadrons and Squads.
Yeah.
Well, you got something better, man. You could better...
Jim Sadovan of the Carolina Squadron Squad. So, so far what we learned today is that Chris Norton, to the tune of Downtown, sang a song about,
he's going pan. It's to promote his movie, it's panning out. I've panned out since I went pan. I don't know what the name of it is.
You know, one of these days we're going to get the names of these movies that Chris Norton produces straight so that we have a good, solid, linear line to what it is he's doing and what it is we're talking about on this show.
All right.
I'll do it. And Dean Wheeler and Bunman Wheeler were on. Bunman drilling holes in walls to peek in to see if the apply...
Yeah, and then we had just there Jim Sadovan. So thank you, everybody. I'm sorry that we had to cram all of these interviews in on one day because everybody was available today, and I so, so wish that they hadn't been.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
Where's Bud?
Bud, where are you?
What the hell are you doing? I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
We're ending the show, man.
All right, I'm very sorry.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow. And don't forget a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. It ain't a bad thing to have in these times of trouble and woe, and you know, when things are just kind of getting you down.
Climbing, racing, life.
Good one, Phil.
Sport, gave us talk, you lose.